It is the Friday morning mailbag. Here are all the accumulations of your communications throughout the week via all the texts and the tweets and the DMs, Facebooks, Snapchat even a thing anymore? I don't know. Thank you, YouTube channel. I guess that exists. Actual correspondence from actual home viewers just like you. As we look, got my week started off pretty interesting. I got this text message. This was on Monday, right after the show. It says, "Hi, Kelly. Steven gave me your new number. Do you have time to come to our barbecue party today?" To which I responded and said, "Well, it's Monday, so that's going to be a little tough. So please give my regards to Steven and that he will bring the potato salad." I never heard back. I don't know who those people are.
I kind of want Steven's potato salad now.
I never got a text back, so I guess no more barbecue parties. I also got a text from, "Hi, I'm a recruiter at Target. Your background and resume have been recommended by multiple online agencies. Therefore, we would like to offer you a position." Yeah, but I don't look that great in red.
I turned it down.
I gave it to Steven.
Oh, well, that's good.
He's partying with Kelly.
And, well, speaking of the job tip, we do have some constructive criticism. Phil Dean at radio.com sent me an email.
Yeah?
Says if you're free today or tomorrow, he has time for a one-to-one chat.
Okay. I got the same thing from Phil as well.
Phil, how does he have time for both of us?
Well, he wanted me at, 1:11 in the afternoon. What time did he want to book you?
I don't know. I didn't even get a time. I just got the one-to-one call. And
I think Phil Dean is pitting us against each other. By the way, his address lists that he's in the United Kingdom. So what does he know about radio?
I don't know. He's the customer experience.
The BBC, bro. I also got this from Josh Allen, who emailed, "Hey, Ken, know this about mineral rights, and don't fight me on this, please."
Okay.
Mineral rights. And then proceeded to tell me a lot about mineral rights. Hate to break it to you there, Josh. I don't think I'm the guy for you. But if you want to know what floats in water or not, we got you covered. From the corporate side, the status of the basement coffee maker has been in question for quite some time.
Oh, dear.
Evidently, the experts were called last week, and they're hoping this week they can replace service. Did that ever get fixed?
I have no idea.
All right.
I didn't hear back.
I gave up on break room coffee years ago.
Yeah.
I just bring it from
just
home.
Just don't get emotionally invested. But in the meanwhile, it's on the third floor by Norma and Rick's office.
Of course it
is. Which means we would have to go to the third floor. There's like files and all sorts of stuff
that
up
ain't
there.
Happening.
And no. Especially with my elevator fear. No way. Can't do that. Someone says they were in town for the awards. This is Johnny. Came by the station. My wife and I walked by and left a funny message on your Ring doorbell. I know you're on the air, but I'd really love to come by sometime. Talk about spinning a song. We really love your work. Where did the message go?
I'm not sure.
I think it went upstairs by Rick and Norma's office, the third floor.
It's the same probably destination that the contact us at 921hankfm.com goes to. This came from Tori. How do I submit my name as a candidate for mayor of Cruise Night?
Okay, not an
election, everybody. It's not a political office.
I will love Larry as the day is long, but a little healthy competition is not bad for anyone, Tori.
Equal representation.
Work it.
Yeah.
So Diane chiming in about a Cruise Night memory. It was with her beautiful blue jewel. She says, with me, Heather Lee, who makes us all feel special. Isn't that so special?
That is.
Meanwhile, Bobo making me feel special, saying, "Heather, your hair is fine." But I will admit, Barbecue James sent me a screenshot of the Facebook Live, and it did look a little gray. So,
well, this comes from Amanda. Heather Lee, don't worry. Tell Heather Lee. Don't worry, my hair went gray in my 20s, and I just went with it.
Heather's hair is definitely blonde.
Okay, see?
Scott from Ireland, husband of Susie, said, was someone listening to Touch of Grey by the Grateful Dead? Hey.
There you go.
Yeah. This comes from Ralph. No, Yes. Really enjoyed Barry Corbin on the show.
Aww.
When is he doing his one-man show? That will be a week from tomorrow night there in Clifton Bosky Fine Arts Center. So we have details on that on the Worldwide Hank. And then it was asked privately, does Barry Corbin know that you do an impression of him? No, and he hopefully never will.
Well, I got your number now.
That's very intimidating.
That is one thing I am not, that's a danger I'm not going to flirt with.
Yeah, so
DEFCON 1.
We got an email from management about the dad joke contest.
Mm.
Congratulations to Paige Stokes of Benbrook. Norma asking, who won? Well, that was it is. And then Jake Summers says, what was the winning joke?
Yeah.
And we didn't hear back. So I've followed it.
Never
up.
Heard
I sent,
back.
Yep. I sent another email this
morning.
So did
morning, I.
And,
yep.
I'm sure it was. We're laughing on the inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we call back sell. Got a great message. Actually, my mom relayed this message this week to me. So, Rachel, if you're listening, good morning. Jump on the show sometime. She said she, several years ago, moved back to Arlington from Michigan. And this was during the pandemic. Started listening to the show. Basically, we were the only human contact that she had.
Aww.
And she has listened ever since. Says it's like hanging with the friends in the morning that I never knew I had. Appreciate you over there. She's in Carrollton. She listens on the app. Rachel,
that's
big
so
thanks for that.
Sweet. So very, we're going to hear cool. from Kelly in the Ville next hour. But, you know, she also sent me in something after Will It Float.
Mm.
She says, did you know this was a thing? And it is a trailer for Meth Gator, the movie. I volunteered her to have a big old movie night and a party.
Interested.
Mm-hmm.
Interested.
It's free on Tubi.
Got a couple of requests this week. They're pretty close to each other, too. One Hank fan asking, do we ever stop by Rainbow, Texas? Love it. And then if we ever stop by Nemo. Well, those are right next to each other, for crying out loud. We are in that area quite a bit, but our hometown handshake tour is coming soon. So I don't know the towns yet of this, but they're going to be Fridays in the afternoons, and we have hands, and we're ready to shake, and there's
aww.
Plenty of Hank hometowns, too. Stuart is a fan of the Tuesday morning top 10. Well, at least there's one.
Number one.
Oh, Stuart.
Appreciate that. Valerie, Delura, and Jason have been all enjoying to various degrees, summarizing their Trump Tuesdays at 7:47. And Valerie asked, if war breaks out, will we continue those? That is a very good question.
Mm.
We'll have to see. Lynn's commented that my hair's getting really long. Am I growing it out for summer? No, I'm just lazy. But it is blonde.
Heather's hair is definitely blonde.
Thank you.